Chapter 5, Bill. The soldier stands motionless, frame humming as the battle ends. Salome steps between the fallen trolls and approaches the largest corpse. She takes the bone crown lying nearby and places it on her head. By magic, it shrinks to fit her head just right. Thorn stows his spear and moves towards the cage, barely visible in the corner. Inside, the German infantryman presses against the bars, staring at the strange group in terror. Thorn, inspecting the cage.
Sir, we mean you no harm. Now please, state your name and rank.
Captured German infantryman.
Oh Gott, hilf mir! Oh God, help me!
Grendel.
Grendel, eat this one.
Thorn.
Nonsense, you mongrel. We are bound by the conventions of warfare.
To the prisoner.
Now, simply state your name and rank, and I'll see to it you are released. Surely you must understand some English.
Captured German infantryman.
Mein Name ist Mama Mickey Mouse.
Thorn.
Now, that wasn't so hard, was it, Mr. Mouse?
Thorn tears the cage door off its hinges with his mechanical arm. The infantryman scrambles out, eyes darting between his saviors and the dead trolls.
Right. Well, Mr. Mouse, you're free to go.
Mickey doesn't need to be told twice. He bolts towards the tunnel entrance, his footsteps echoing off the walls. As he reaches the mouth of the cave, he turns back. Mickey Mouse.
Dumme Fee, dumme Metalman. Stupid fairy, stupid metal man.
He grabs a rock from the ground and hurls it at the soldier. It clangs harmlessly off his chest. Mickey's mocking laughter fades as he disappears into the darkness. Grendel.
Now, Grendel, eat it.
Thorn, shaking his head.
What a bloody ungrateful bastard.
A muffled sound catches Rosie's attention. Her woolly ears twitch. Amongst the trolls' campground, a large green sack begins to move. Rosie.
Something's in that sack.
Balthazar. Poking the sack.
Oh, hello you. Duh.
Grendel.
More food.
Thorn.
Another prisoner, perhaps.
The soldier moves towards the sack. With tremendous strength, he tears it open. Bill Zielinski tumbles out. Skinny, pale, early 20s, wearing a tattered U.S. Army uniform. Days-old stubble covers his dirt-streaked face. He gasps desperately for air. Bill, coughing, gulping air.
Oh, thank my lucky stars. I thought I was done for.
He looks up, his jaw dropping as he takes in the bizarre group before him. The blood drains from his already pale face.
Oh, Lord, no more monsters.
Rosie.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm a fairy. Thank you very much.
Bill, backing away.
I...
Balthazar.
Not monster, call a book.
Bill.
No, impossible.
Thorn, pushing the soldier aside.
I concede this one may indeed be a monster. However, I can assure you we pose no threat to your person. Our intentions, I must emphasize, are entirely honorable. You've already made the acquaintance of the affable Rosie and our rather dour compatriot, Balthazar. The shadowy one is known as Grendel. Now, this towering individual before you is... Well, I'm afraid he lacks both a name and the faculty of speech. Nevertheless, I can vouch for his allegiance to our cause. The little one is Salome. As for myself, I am Thorn, the commander of this ensemble. Now, whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Bill.
Bill. I'm Bill.
He blinks several times, rubbing his eyes as if trying to clear a hallucination.
What are you people?
Thorn.
Well, William, we come from a world unseen to the human eye, yet also right in front of you at all times. An Wu Fin, as it is known, is our home. Peel back a single layer of your own world, and you will find yourself in An Wu Fin, land of the Fae, magic and gods, the other world. Now I see you are a soldier yourself. Present your rank and explain how you became a troll takeaway.
Bill, uncomfortable, half salute.
Private Bill. Private William Zelinsky, sir, U.S. Army 29th Infantry. I got separated from my unit, then these things grabbed me.
He gestures at the troll corpses, his hand shaking. Balthazar, spitting.
Trolley! Trolls! Dead beasts!
Balthazar kicks one of the troll corpses.
Not so smart in head!
Bill.
Trolls? From under a bridge?
Balthazar.
Niet! Trolls from the north!
Grendel, sniffing Bill.
Smells like fear and lies.
Bill.
What? No, I'm telling the truth.
Thorn.
Now, Grendel. The poor chap's clearly been through quite an ordeal. Let's give him a moment to collect himself. I'm certain he'll explain his predicament, won't you, Private?
Bill.
I got lost. We landed on the beaches in Normandy. It was chaos. Living hell.
His voice cracks slightly, eyes darting between the creatures surrounding him.
I've just been trying to find my way back to my troop.
Rosie.
Poor thing. He must be terrified. We can't leave him here.
Grendel.
We eat him here.
Thorn.
We very well can leave him here. We have other pressing matters at hand. The man's a soldier, after all. He ought to be capable of fending for himself. I expect he'll reconnect with his unit in due course. Now then, shall we depart?
Bill.
Wait, sir, wait! You said it yourself, I'm a soldier. I can fall in rank, I can take orders, I can manage a rifle, I can even translate German for you. Ich spreche Deutsch. Just please, don't leave me here.
Thorn.
Very well, soldier. Take a moment and arm yourself, then fall in line. And let me remind you, I am the one in command of this assembly. Is that understood?
Bill snaps to attention, back straight, providing a proper salute. Bill.
Sir, yes, sir.
Relief washing over him.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
As Bill turns to look for a weapon, he bumps into the soldier. He stumbles back, suddenly face to face with the towering figure.
Is he?
Balthazar.
The metal German. Silent comrade. His story like long Russian book. We not understand whole plot yet.
Bill. To himself.
Trolls, fairies, robots. If I write about this, no one will ever believe me.
Thorn.
Write about it?
Bill.
Thought I might chronicle my war experience someday.
Rosie.
Eh, how wonderful! He can write about her adventures!
Thorn.
Steady on. Let's not be hasty, Private Zelinsky. You're welcome to join our ranks, but I must stress this point. Our mission is of paramount importance. We're not here for your entertainment or to provide material for your memoirs.
Bill.
Of course. I'm just grateful to be alive and not eaten.
Bill's eyes linger on Grendel, who returns his gaze with unsettling intensity. Grendel.
Could still eat him.
Bill.
One last thing, sir. What is the mission?
Thorn.
Our Queen Gloriana of Anferwin has tasked us with retrieval of a live German soldier. The giant in our company is a specimen of such. Her Majesty's intentions for this chap are beyond my purview, and frankly, immaterial to our task at hand. Our duty is to ensure this metal man is presented to the Queen post-haste. Our transport awaits at Citadelle du Puits-Lunaire, westward near Saint-Lô. Is that clear?
Bill.
Well, I do have 100 more questions, sir, but that's clear enough for now.
He stares at the group with a mixture of fascination and dread, realizing he's aligned himself with forces he doesn't understand. Gameplay element, interactive dialogue. The soldier and Salome explore the cave as the rest of the party sifts through the troll's belongings, searching for a weapon for Bill. the soldier approaches Thorn.
We must arm Private Zelinsky before we depart. See if you can find a proper weapon amongst this rubble.
The soldier approaches Balthazar.
Soldier, little one, what do you want? We not have time for chit-chat. Need find weapon for skinny men.
The soldier and Salome approach Rosie, who's huddled behind a rock. Her eyes dart nervously around the cave.
Oh, bless my heart! Those awful Vargr! I can still hear their howls! What if there are more?
The soldier and Salome cautiously approach Grendel, who's crouched near a small puddle formed by water dripping from a stalactite. His straw hat is off, and his webbed hands cup the water, desperately trying to replenish a shallow pool atop his head. Grendel.
Water. Grendel need water. Pool dry. Strength fading. This drip not enough. Kappa thirsty. Always thirsty.
The soldier and Salome approach Bill, who's grimly searching through the remains of half-eaten German troops. His hands shake visibly as military training battles with revulsion. He wipes sweat from his brow with a trembling hand. Bill.
Hi. I'm just looking for a gun.
The soldier remains silent. Salome clings to his leg, peering up at Bill with curiosity.
You don't speak much, do you?
The soldier emits quiet sparks. Bill.
Are you a Nazi?
The soldier shrugs and emits sparks. Bill.
I hope that's a no.
Salome, tugging on the soldier's arm.
Il a peur. Allez-vous le protéger aussi? He's afraid. Will you protect him too?
The soldier listens intently, despite not understanding. Bill.
At least the kid seems to trust you. That's something, I guess.
Salome.
Ne vous inquiétez pas, monsieur. Vous serez en sécurité avec nous. Don't worry, mister. You will be safe with us.
The soldier nods slowly, his empty eye sockets fixed on Bill. Salome reaches out and pats Bill's arm, offering a small smile. Bill.
Thanks, kid. At least someone here speaks my language. Well, sort of.
The soldier and Salome approach the corpse of the largest troll sprawled across the cave floor. Thorn steps closer, studying the fallen troll's body with visible unease.
There's something unusual about this one. I've never encountered a troll of such immense proportions this far outside Scandinavia. And these scars.
He points to numerous marks crisscrossing the troll's thick hide. A large swastika scar covers its entire back.
They appear to be self-inflicted. And this German insignia across his backside is even more worrisome. Curious.
A large metal cooking pot sits among the troll's camp, its lid bouncing and rattling. The soldier and Salome approach cautiously. The soldier lifts the lid. A small, peculiar creature pops up. Wilbur, a glowing white rootkin with a plump, cartoonish fungal body and a mushroom cap for a head. Wilbur.
Oh, hey, a big fella. Thank goodness. I thought I was a goner. Wait a minute. You aren't going to eat me too, are you?
Wilbur clambers out of the pot, brushing himself off.
Well now, you don't look like the rootkin eating type. You wouldn't believe the menu those trolls had planned. Mushroom this, mushroom that, as if we're nothing but a garnish.
The soldier's posture shifts with interest. Salome giggles at Wilbur's animated gestures.
But never mind that. I'm Wilbur, at your service. I know a curious fellow when I see one, so let me tell you about my grand plans. Why? I'm going into the world's oldest profession, sales.
His eyes literally light up with excitement.
That's right, I'm going to open retail shops across the globe, franchising they call it. My boutiques will offer unique goods I find during my travels in exchange for valuable spores. That's right, spores. I'm going to revolutionize the fungus trade. 10 spores for one of these, 50 spores for one of that. In no time I'll be rich with spores, I tells you.
Wilbur paces back and forth, tiny arms waving as he explains his business model.
Yes, sir, you heard it right, spores. The very fabric of my existence, you might say. But Wilbur, why do you need spores? Aren't you made of spores? Well, sir, you'd be right. But my body is far more than what you see before your eyes. A lot more. Under this very ground are millions, billions of interconnected spores. We Rootkin are part of the global mycelium network. Why, I've got tendrils in New York, Tokyo, and Buenos Aires. And by gum, it put them on the map. So, to keep that network strong, we need more spores. And that's where I come in. I trade those valuable spores in exchange for whatever your heart desires, as long as it's in stock, speaking of which.
He points to a patch of glowing fungi on the cave wall.
Why, there are some rare spores right here in this very cave.
The soldier, following Wilbur's gesture, carefully collects the luminescent spores.
Excellent. Now, how about we do a bit of business? I've got some goods you might find useful, and those spores would make a fine trade.
White glowing tendrils erupt from the ground, forming a small table filled with colorful items, including a rifle. The soldier examines them curiously, while Salome claps with delight. Gameplay element, interactive shop. The soldier selects a rifle and completes the transaction.
Thanks for stopping by. Be sure to visit one of our other locations and tell them Wilbur sent you. And in the meantime, keep your eyes peeled for more spores.
The soldier hands Bill the rifle from Wilbur's shop. Thorn.
Our newest recruit is armed, so onward we go. Do exercise caution. I rather doubt we're out of danger just yet.
As the group prepares to leave, Bill takes one last look around the cave, his eyes wide with a mix of fear and wonder. He catches the soldier watching him and gives a curt, uncertain nod, soldier to soldier, human, to whatever the soldier might be. As they move toward the exit, Bill checks the rifle's action, finding comfort in the familiar weight of a weapon. Whatever he has gotten himself into, it is going to be one hell of a story. If he lives to tell it.